tuning into Podcast Viewfinder.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
I only know one truth. It's time for the Jedi to end. Bum, bum, bum. Hey, everybody, I'm Chris.
I'm James.
And I'm Luke.
I'm Adrian.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode
99.
It's a palindrome.
Or it's 66 flipped upside down.
Okay. If they do, okay. Anyways,
put in the mirror.
So Adrian's on vacation this week. So Adrian, if you listen, enjoy your time on the beach.
Yeah, and enjoy listening to the podcast. You better be listening to the podcast.
Yeah, because it's 99. We're gonna talk about you the whole entire time.
Yeah, we are.
Be like, hey, now that Adrian's not here, we're talking about Samurai Jack all episode,
anime all day,
anime. Okay, we're not really doing that.
Samurai Jack is.
We don't want anybody to tune out already.
Oh.
Great.
Oh.
We will give a shout out to what.
Where'd that quote come from?
Oh, that quote was from the new Star Wars trailer for The Last Jedi.
Presumably it's going to be in the movie as well.
Yes, probably.
And or maybe it's not, because wasn't there stuff in the Rogue One that's not?
Yeah,
actually, yeah.
That always happens. But hey, I want to give a shout out to Taylor Zorman for baking us cookies.
Taylor Zorman.
So thanks, Taylor Zorman. It was actually for our church staff, so we went around and gave them to everybody. And then when there was some left, I ate some. So
all of them.
So we hit the podcast. Thanks you, because we get to eat the rest of the cookies.
That's right.
And they're good. Are you a crispy chocolate chip cookie guy, or more of the gooey? Thick in like it's a thicker cookie and it's kind of gooey on the middle.
What do you mean by crispy?
So like these are crispy.
You mean burnt?
They're not burnt. Look, they're perfect. Like these are like the perfect amount because they're not burnt, but they're done just enough.
He doesn't know what
that is
done.
Not.
Watch. Crispy.
No,
I don't want to look a gift house in the mouth.
What?
I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. But these cookies
are making me thirsty.
These cookies. Taylor, I'm sorry, but you could have done slightly better.
No, Taylor, don't listen to them.
Look, James, you never heard that saying, a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah.
It's you accept the gift and you don't complain about it. But I'm going to complain about it because it wasn't for me.
All right, so let us know in the comments if you like crispy chocolate chip cookies or more of the gooey.
You know what I like?
What?
Oatmeal raisin cookies. They're the best.
No one ever.
They're the best because
oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal is just like the best.
He's dumb.
It's so good for the cookie.
Those are trick cookies because you're like, oh, chocolate chip.
They're not actually a cookie.
And then you bite one, and you're like, ah, somebody hit raisins. It was an April Fool's joke. They continued.
The raisins are good. You can make oatmeal chocolate chip. It's the oatmeal
right now. Luke's just talking nonsense.
Oatmeal chocolate chip is good. All right. So hey, today's episode we're gonna talk about what we've been watching. Talk about weird stuff that happened in Florida, as always. We're also going to talk about, we're going to send Samurai Jack through the worldview machine, because Luke and I have talked about it quite a bit on the show, but this week's episode especially had some really good themes in it that I want to talk about.
Can't wait to hear it.
And then we're going to talk about Battlefront 2.
A video game.
But even if you don't, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff on today's show, but that's okay, because Star Wars is the best. So... all right, let's start off. What have you guys been watching or listening to or reading or whatever?
I'm going first.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. In honor of the new Guardians of the Galaxy coming out, I've been rewatching Parks and Recreation because Chris Pratt is in that.
Yes.
And so Parks and Rec is an interesting show because the worldview is really kind of, there's an overall worldview, but you can also break it down between the characters.
Okay.
And that's what I would prefer to do is to look at individual characters. Because you got Ron Swanson, who is a very extreme libertarian. He's like, the government is terrible. Ironically, he works in the government.
Yeah.
He works in the worst branch. But like, he's... Leslie Knope is like the exact opposite of him. And that's why they have those two characters. So the worldview could be...
Everybody balances each other well in that show. Yeah.
The worldview could be... kind of liberal, but I wanted to talk about Andy Dwyer's worldview. Because that guy, also known as Chris Pratt, he's the actor.
Yes.
His worldview is great. Because he thinks everything is awesome. He tries to be very optimistic, and he tries to He said, if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. I read that on a package of lemonade right before I made it. And he marries the most negative person.
I know. Everybody, it's all the balance.
So if you want to know the world view, you kind of have to watch it. I'd suggest if you're older than 14. Because it does have some adult themes. The first two seasons are a little weird. Specifically the first season.
Yeah, it is weird.
You do not like Andy's character at all in the first season. Not very much. He redeems himself a little later.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, they made his character to be like a throwaway character. But they made... Because he wasn't... He was a total bum. And he like... Just not a... But they wrote him to be a better person. So that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
So, Andrew Crow commented and said, if I'm buying cookies from a store, I want them crispy. So, crispy chocolate chip cookies.
Wait. That's because you can trust the store. Quality control.
Is he talking about pre-baked or baked?
Baked.
I mean...
What are you talking about? Man, these pre-baked cookies are
burnt. I mean, is he talking about like...
These raw cookies are very crispy.
He's talking about like from a package, or he's just talking about baking them? Because if you're like a Chips Ahoy cookie, that's all...
Oh, yeah.
I hate Chips Ahoy cookies.
Okay.
Wow.
They're the worst cookie
ever. Okay, all right, I'll agree with you on that. They're like that crispy Chips Ahoy, I don't like that.
Because they're made like that.
So these cookies...
Like,
see,
Fresh Market.
This to me is hard to get. So if you're hard listening on the podcast,
I could to get you even in a few minutes.
If you're on the podcast, you're listening on just on the audio, you can check out the video on my Facebook page. Which we're going to start.
See it very well.
Okay,
maybe get way closer.
Just, right. Yeah.
So
like this.
All right. So this to me is like an art form of getting it to that level of crispiness without burning it. Like it's like you got to get it just to the right amount of crispy. All right, James, what have you been watching? Who cares? All right.
What is wrong with the crispiness?
You can't just stop it there.
This is why we need Adrian.
No, this is how it used to be. This and it was great.
Never would have happened.
And then somebody came in and tried to take control by force.
Okay, right, James.
Speaking of force. I've been watching this new anime, Grand Blue Fantasy, the animation. What? It's awesome. So it's about this guy.
You said what to yourself. I've been watching this anime.
Great. What? I've heard about this.
I've been watching Attack on Titan too, but I already talked about that. So this one is about these people who live on floating islands, and that's like the future, right? And so this girl escapes this ship, and she doesn't, we don't know much about her, but I guess she's super powerful. And she's been experimented on by the Empire.
Oh. All
right. And they believe in Star Wars. Force. All right. So that's what they do.
Is it Star Wars?
No. Yeah. No, it's not the Star Wars.
It sounds very similar.
There was only
Star
one
Wars.
War in the Star Wars.
But the boy was
in a doozy.
Hey.
No, but so she breaks out. This guy finds her. But it's like old fashioned. Like, we have swords. But you're like, wait, you have a flying ship, so why are we using swords?
Because they have like bows. They're pedaling.
Yeah.
Right? They don't even have. You're like, man, this is kind of weird. But anyway, so this guy finds the girl who escapes, and they start the journey, and so they're going to try to stop the Empire, who's using force. Because that's how they control people.
So what's
I'm
going to
use force. Power. Power comes from violence. And so if you want to control people, you have to use power of violence.
Wow. So they're like Hydra.
Hell Hydra. Is that how you do it?
No, you did.
Is that the wrong one?
They didn't do
Sorry.
That.
You guys didn't see that.
James,
it's Hydra. It's on Facebook Live. It's on the World Wide Web. Okay.
I thought it was like this. Hell Hydra.
Oh, Hell Hydra.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what they did in the movie.
That must have been the Hitler. So.
That was
Sorry,
the
I've been watching. One. I've been watching a different show that they say a lot of Nazi stuff. A lot. It's on Amazon Prime. The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, okay.
It's all sorts.
And
of
And they go, "Hey, Hydra."
Yeah. Sorry.
See, I've done it more than him, but no one's
obviously
because
he's in Hydra too.
So speaking of Hitler, and I've been watching
Hitler.
So one of the shows I've been watching this week is
Hitler's Not Dead too.
More of that Impractical Jokers. That show just cracks me up. So one of the things they had to do was convince somebody at the store not to buy a certain product, But the reason they had to give was something that they fed him in their ear right when they like told the person not to buy that product. So one of the guys was buying baby wipes. He goes, he's like, "Ah, man, I wouldn't buy that product." He goes, "Why not?" And they go, "Because of the Nazi regime." And he's like, "Because of the Nazi regime."
He says the Nazi regime.
Nazi regime was his friend.
Oh my god.
The Nazi regime. Played basketball. Hey, I'm Nazi regime. No, Nazi regime, sorry. He goes, "The Nazi regime." And he goes, "What?" He's like, and then he has to just make it up. So he goes, "Yeah, dude, like Hitler, like he had a secret kid that nobody knew about, and his mom used those baby wipes on him. So if you're buying that, then you're like supporting Hitler." And he's like, "Oh man, I don't want to do that."
Wait.
And then he's like gonna put him back, and then the guy goes, Wait a second, how would that be supporting Hitler?" He's like, "You know, anything close to Hitler, I just don't want anything to do with." And the guy eventually puts it back.
So would that guy not buy Volkswagen then?
I don't know.
The official car of Germany during that time?
Oh, man. It was just really funny because he like made up this story. He's like, "Yeah, Hitler's secret kid used those baby wipes." So,
I'm gonna go to a car place, Volkswagen, be like, just walk up to people, be like, "Hey,
I wouldn't buy that.
The Nazi regime invented these cars, so you're supporting Hitler inadvertently."
You mean Nazi regime bought those cars? Nazi regime bought those cars. All right, I'm gonna name my kid Regime. Regime Shadowman. All
it's
right,
like Reggie.
Okay, so what I watched this week was
you just said it.
MST3K. Mystery right. Science Theater 3000.
Okay, I'm very hesitant. I've almost watched the first episode.
It is back on Netflix, so after a long hiatus. So Mystery Science Theater 3000, if you don't know, is these people that watch old movies that are terrible. And
you watch them?
And so you watch these people watching the movie, and they make... Well, hold on, they make fun of the movie. They add commentary to the movie.
I wouldn't say watch them watching, because it's just like a small thing.
Yeah, it's a little silhouette. It's their silhouette in the corner.
And it's actually kind of famous now. Whenever you see people watching something, they'll use three people. They used it in the... You'll know it. But isn't it a new cast?
It's a new cast.
That's why I was hesitant.
So I think the original creators are still around.
They're still doing
maybe they
stuff
do the writing.
Like
yeah, but I love this concept because here's what I think the worldview that it promotes is that like nothing is sacred. So like these people,
but they watch the worst movies.
Oh yeah, but to make a movie though, you have to put time and effort into it and pay people and like employ a lot of people and like somebody somewhere thought, "Man, this is a great idea for a movie. Yeah. I need to make this movie. Then I've got this story. I've got this thing." And so they make this movie, and then these people come and just trash it.
Half of the movies that were...
Oh, they're terrible.
Watch,
yeah.
I'm just like, someone's trying to make money, and it's not like a great artistic vision. Have you seen Argo? They're like, the whole point of making Argo is to make money off of Star Wars.
Oh.
And that's why they're like, "Hey, we can make tons of money off of this," and it was a CIA plot.
So Reptilicus is the first movie they watch about this reptile that it can grow if they put it in water. And they didn't know that. So they were like digging this well, and they found a piece of it, and they're like, "Hey, let's put it in water." And then it started growing, and then all of a sudden there's this giant reptile.
So this is from 61.
1961, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they watch old movies.
And they make fun of them.
Yeah. It's actually... It inspires one of my favorite activities. I remember at the drive-in, we were watching that...
Tomorrowland.
And it was so dumb, I just couldn't stop making fun of it.
Yeah, and it was great. And so
there are some movies that you can't enjoy by watching.
So I like this style of humor. It just makes fun of stuff. They like add little comments.
Chris just likes making fun of stuff.
And but it's got modern jokes. So they like talk about Finding Nemo. They talk about Twitter feeds. They talk about like things that like are more relatable to our culture now because the older ones are like from the 90s, right, or something.
Yeah,
I don't remember when the other.
I mean,
ones
you can still watch the older ones. Right?
Yeah, they're on Netflix amazing. As well too. I think so.
But what do you compare it to an older episode? Like the voice actors, the jokes. Is it still like the same? Because that's the thing I was afraid of.
Okay, it's still cheesy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cheesy.
Yeah, it's still got weird. Like there's some jokes that miss always.
Yeah,
but then you got some that are really funny. Like I found myself laughing like probably just as much. I don't know because it's been a while since I've seen some of the older ones, and so I don't know. It's hard to compare it to. But
wait, are you? So you're watching the people watch this. You just don't look see anything on the screen.
No, you watch the movie. You're watching the movie.
And they're making commentary.
Yeah, and there's.
Oh, then that makes way more sense.
Oh my god!
Well, you thought it was like, you thought it was like
reaction. Like, oh
James,
man,
oh. James, look up. I'm looking at Mystery Science.
Okay.
Look up Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, so it's on Netflix. So it's clean for the most part. There might be a bad word or two, but there. And every once in a while, there's like a little bit of off-color joke. But for the most part, it's fairly clean. And
never gonna hit 100% of your shots.
Yeah. So I appreciate it for that as well, because that humor. Yeah.
Well, the original was made for TV.
Right.
So they.
And this one is weird because it's Netflix, right?
Yeah.
They still do the breaks where they get up and leave.
Those are like my favorite parts.
I always fast forward those.
The characters outside of just, look, the original guy was so, I just felt so, like he was so depressed. That's why I liked him.
Well, this guy's more upbeat.
The original guy was just like, a new guy.
So the new guy, it's funny, yeah. And he, like, because they did this song. It was, like, a really clever song about, like, different cultures and their monsters that they have in their society.
That's the silhouette.
So,
and then, so that's always on screen.
Okay.
It's at the bottom.
That's also boring. All right.
Okay, moving on.
It's time for Four Evils.
That's silhouettes on the bottom the whole time.
Yeah.
And you see
thing. You watch them watching.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a breast guy.
Okay. So, this Four Foibles, since we're on Facebook Live right now, which you can watch us. Just a few announcements. So this is the last week of Podcast Viewfinder.
Yeah. So long, Podcast Viewfinder.
If you watch this in your browser, or if you watch or listen to this on Netflix.
Listen to this on Netflix.
I don't know. If you listen to this on a podcast on Apple iTunes, it now says World Viewfinder. So we're changing our name next week to World Viewfinder. We're going to have a new theme song, thanks to Trevor Ryan. So, shout out to Trevor Ryan. Check out his new music. It's coming out soon. Unless it's already out. It launches like at the end of April. So, I got to check and see when it is.
Look on the Spotify.
But next week, I think we're going to play a song from him at the end. So, he's going to give us a song to play. But he has like some cool beats and stuff in the song. So, Andrew Crow comments again. He says, they look burnt. Baked cookies. I want them gooey. Chips Ahoy. He was talking about Chips Ahoy. Dude, Andrew Crow, Chips Ahoy are the worst.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Andrew Crow, for the show.
He hasn't been on in a long time. He should come back.
So episode 100, we will probably start posting the Facebook Live on the new podcast, or the World Viewfinder page. So search World Viewfinder in your browser on, Facebook. If you type in World Viewfinder, I'm going to do it right now so I can see. The first thing that come up, and the only thing it says, pages, World Viewfinder. Right now we have 36 likes. So by next week we want 100.
Oh my gosh, this is so boring.
I'm just telling you. Okay, but this is important because now on our Florida Foibles, it has to do with Facebook Live. Because a lady was wanted. She had a warrant out for her arrest.
What?
And she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and hang out at Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm going to tell my friends that I'm at Chuck E. Cheese by posting a Facebook Live video of me yucking it up with Chuck E. Cheese himself. Chuck E. Cheese was there at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, dude, I'm hanging out with Chuck E. Cheese. What? Why would you not Facebook Live if you're hanging out with Chuck E. Cheese himself? Because it's like Tupac and then Arnold Schwarzenegger and then Chuck E. Cheese. Those are the top three people.
In that order?
Yeah. Of people that would Facebook Live, like if you're with somebody. Because you're with Tupac, like he's dead. And you're like, okay, no, he's Elvis. Still alive.
Elvis,
he was alive, but he died again. Of old age. He's not, there's no way he's still alive. He's like 170. All right, so.
You think people die at that age?
Yeah. So, a woman with a warrant out for arrest is now behind bars after outing herself in a Facebook Live video. So, all right.
That's crazy.
What would, like, okay, so say you're wanted by the law.
Yes.
What would make you want to post a Facebook Live? Like, what, who would you have to be
obviously
with?
Chuck E. Cheese.
What would you have to be doing? Yeah. Besides Tupac, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Chuck E. Cheese.
A nice, refreshing
Sam's Cola.
Sam's Cola. I would have to put that on Facebook Live.
Those have been made since 1991.
Yeah, this was original. This is an original.
Dude, that thing.
Usually, like, don't put that unless it's like, you know, it's been like 30 years, so like people know, like, oh, this is a perfected formula.
They want you to know this is
new. So, by the way, this podcast is brought to you by Sam's Cola.
They even put it in old font.
Crispy chocolate chip cookies.
Made by Taylor.
Get out of here with the crispy chocolate chip
cookies. I love them. They're not burnt. They're perfect.
They're perfect. Okay. Hey, what is burnt?
Other people around the office like them too, so shut your mouth.
No, they like them because you don't look a gift mouse in the horse.
Twice. All right, so what would you have to, no, for real, what would make you want to post a Facebook Live video if you're like, okay.
For real? Nothing, because I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, but if you did, like, Twitter Live or whatever, you're not on any social media, but... by the way, you can see Luke's face today.
If I was on the, if I was going to the moon...
Okay.
I would definitely
do like, I'm gonna Facebook Live this.
Yeah, okay, going to the moon.
Or any celestial body.
All right.
So what other celestial body are you going to?
Angels?
Mars?
Oh.
It'll take a while. You don't have to worry about
I'm just arrested. Saying.
He's like, oh, who's going to arrest me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even get back.
Mars attacks. They'll like send out a warrant to the Mars police and arrest you.
Yeah. Because I was there at the original Mars landing. I mean, moon landing.
You know, I think I would post a Facebook Live if a big fight broke out at Walmart. Like, I'd be like, what? Like, look at what's going on.
Just at Walmart. Like, yeah, the mall or Target.
Nah,
or
just Walmart, you're like, man. I think it'd be crazy. That would be awesome.
I mean, like, you could sit at Walmart today.
But what is, oh my gosh. I'm in line. And
but then you get arrested.
Going nuts. Yeah, it'd be worth
so
it
you would
then.
No, but the fight would be going on, so the police would be worried about that. They're not going to come after James.
But he has a warrant, and he'll still get arrested.
Yeah, he'll get away.
He'll just pick
I'll get away.
I thought this was prefaced.
There's
on...
at least like 5 second delay between what you see in the video and in real life, and so they'll be like, "Oh man, he was standing here," but I'll keep moving around.
I thought you prefaced this whole conversation with
what we would
get arrested.
No, you won't get arrested. Like, you're going to post a Facebook Live video.
You
have a warrant out for your arrest, so there's a possibility that the police are going to see you. So, so what would you do? So, for me, it would have to be like it'd have to be like a famous person. If I was doing something really cool,
Justin Bieber.
That for sure. So if I'm like. If I'm like somewhere,
Jimmy
I'm like,
Fallon.
Dude, oh, me and Jimmy Fallon are hanging out, and like,
and then you'd ask him. Hey,
all of a sudden, you're hanging out with him. How'd that happen?
I don't know, because I have a warrant out for my arrest.
You're like,
dude,
bro,
I
have a warrant out for my arrest.
I gotta talk.
Well,
I gotta talk to this
like
guy.
This. Man, he's gonna be like, dude, I ran this.
You
guy.
Know what he would do? He would keep
he would
you there,
you.
Right? So you'd get arrested. He'd keep you there by being funny and like all nice to you.
He
and
would
the next
try
thing
to get,
you know,
he would
locked
think you're
up,
crazy.
And he'd just look at you and he's like, "You're dumb."
Yeah, gotcha, man. So
and then you'd be on the next segment of how to catch a criminal
because I'd be in Florida at that point.
But you would be famous, dude. You would be famous. You should
just like
Jimmy Fallon was
this lady. I don't know her
the
name.
Ball, you remember?
All right, so Markeisha Wilkerson. All right, so here's what Sheriff Grady Judd said. Crazy criminals are appreciated. Stupid criminals are appreciated. We recommend that if you are wanted, to post on Facebook or Instagram and let us know where you are.
Yeah.
Right? So she did. And
we always get our man.
What do you think they said when they arrested her at Chuck E. Cheese?
Is this like a CSI Miami type thing?
Yeah. You have the slice to remain silent.
You have the slice.
My sunglasses in here.
I don't know if James has seen CSI
what is
Miami.
The slice. The slice. What are you slicing?
Like a pizza slice.
No, it's
got to
be more witty. It's got to have the wit. It's got to be the punch.
I know.
That was terrible.
This is your ticket to prison. Because you always want tickets at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I wear my sunglasses when I need them.
You don't all need right. them. This is an audio thing.
Oh, yeah.
They
people,
can see online.
The people, okay. All right.
That's a joke from CSI Miami, in case anyone doesn't get it. Watch one episode and you'll
know what CSI Miami is.
Okay,
you have to watch
it. Do you guys have one? Give me a pickup line. No, not pickup line. An arrest line.
I gave you mine.
What was yours?
A ticket. Slice. To prison.
That was mine.
No, was it? I was the one
who told
you that.
You could always just go back and check.
You didn't say ticket?
You did
you
say
did?
Ticket.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. Oh, sorry. I
and
thought I
said
it.
And then
you stole
it. Okay. Yeah, you stole
it
from
me
immediately.
Well, I didn't hear you say it. Okay. Hey, we have three viewers. Oh, oh, two.
Just all right. All right. Andrew, you're awesome.
What's the, James, what would you say?
I got nothing. Look,
it's hard to come up with
those. I'm the boring
It's not
person.
Like, in the show, it's not like he just comes up with them immediately. They write.
I know, but this is an on the spot moment where we got to think of
what about if someone. What if you found someone murdered at Chuck E. Cheese? Because that's what it's really about. He's always finding people murdered at Chuck E. Cheese, like in the ball pit. That's when you'd be like, you say something. Looks like
this. Oh, this is actually a thing.
Yes.
Looks like the pizza isn't the only thing that got sliced today.
Oh, that's a good one.
There we go. That's a good one. I knew I'd work in slices in there somewhere.
If he's all cut up.
Yeah.
So in the show, it always starts off with like a opening scene, and the main detective, he wears sunglasses, and he'll like put them on and say a one-liner, and
it's really inappropriate.
Really just stupid, because the person's murdered in front of him, and then it immediately cuts to the Who.
Yeah! Who are you?
Yeah. You need to, you don't even have to watch a full episode of this. Yes,
just
watch the beginning.
Okay, I can't think of anything right now.
All right,
I got one.
Okay, let's
move on.
All right, okay. Hey, we're gonna turn on the worldview machine. I just spit all over my computer. All right,
nothing new.
It's on. Okay, man, I just spit all over my computer on that one. All right, so
this wouldn't happen if Adrian was here. In fact, we are behind.
We're gonna send Samurai Jack through the worldview machine episode, whatever it was.
XCVII.
I'm just making it up.
You no, that's the episode.
XCVII. Okay,
it's 94.
All right, it doesn't matter.
You guys are doing that. I'm gonna watch.
Don't watch the episode.
Yeah, it's 90, episode 96.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, last time we talked about Samurai Jack, we didn't say spoilers. So, spoilers for this week's episode. Okay.
Quick synopsis?
Quick synopsis is Samurai Jack last week went off with this weird horse thing.
Yes.
We've been seeing it throughout the episode. We don't know what it was. Yeah. A horse samurai guy that looks glowing green. He leaves. This girl that was out to kill Jack with her and her six sisters. She was number seven. He's killed all of them, and she's the only one left. And so she was trying to kill him, and he's like slowly telling her that like the world is a good place, and that it's been corrupted by Aku.
We could talk about every episode. I know.
But this episode, why
didn't he kill her? Because in the episode he didn't kill her, he thought because maybe she wasn't in control.
Yeah.
And so then he pulled back, not killing her.
And so he didn't kill her, and so she's slowly been learning that the world can be a good place, but Aku, this ultimate evil guy, a spirit thing, has corrupted the world around her. So this episode is mainly her the whole time.
It's a journey.
Finding out that Jack has done good in the world.
50 years worth of it.
50 years worth of good in this world. So, what does this portray as the means to happiness?
That's an interesting... interesting one, because I wasn't too sure. Because I mean, Jack's not happy. You find Jack's very sad, even though he's done all these great things. He's at the beginning of the series. He's like,
I haven't done any good.
He hasn't done anything because he feels like the fight is just never ending.
Yeah,
right. So he's not happy. Jack's not happy.
So I think what it says is the means to happiness is. That you've accomplished something with your life.
And that's the thing that's gnawing on him.
Yeah.
Is that he hasn't accomplished his purpose.
He's felt like he hasn't accomplished anything.
Yeah.
And so, at the... spoiler, at the end of the episode, he's about to commit... Is it Harikari?
Honorable suicide.
Harikari?
Effectively, honorable suicide.
Hey! This is Harikari.
Because if you don't fulfill your purpose...
Yeah.
He's like, that's... I rewatched the first episode just because it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
James isn't talking because he hasn't seen it.
So, I have nothing to say.
All right. So, it portrays as a means of happiness, like, if you accomplish something with your life, if you do something worthwhile. And that's kind of the way of the samurai. Like, you commit this ritual suicide because you failed at your mission. Mm-hmm. And so he feels like he's failed because the previous episode, he thought a bunch of villagers...
Kids
died.
Yeah.
But they didn't. He didn't know that. He left before they came back to life because he thought he killed them all.
He wasn't even like that. That's a small part of the episode. It's all about her journey.
Yes.
Because you'll notice mid part of the episode. So that black suit she was wearing, not a black suit at all.
Right.
I was like, what? It turns out it's like Aku's like essence or something.
It's like burnt skin.
Yeah. All over her. And so it's like, the whole episode's just like a transformation episode for her.
So what? But what gets in the way of their happiness?
Aku.
Yeah.
Aku is the ultimate evil in evil this spirit. Universe.
Okay, but the other thing, like for Samurai Jack, the thing that gets in the way of his happiness is his own sense of accomplishment. Yeah. He, I mean, he's about to end his life because he feels like he's failed so much. Because
he, the whole premise of the show is getting back to the past.
Right.
Because he needs to save the future. Because he doesn't, because he understands Aku, while he wasn't around, caused great suffering already. And although he has stopped a lot of suffering,
yeah,
he didn't stop the suffering before. Because his purpose, his original purpose was to defeat Aku in the past.
Right.
And so that's what's gnawing on him, is that he can't get back to the past. That's why every episode starts with, gotta get back to the past.
Yeah. I need to go back and watch the originals. Because
that's what the originals all about.
They're really good.
Just getting back.
These are. Okay, so what gets in the way of her happiness is she can't find Jack this episode. But I think
also, she was, like, when she took off the suit, that's when Aku was still getting in the way. Like, she wasn't sure if she could trust Jack, right? That's why she didn't remove the suit to begin with in the first half of the episode.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I don't know. And then she sees the world and what Jack has done. What I liked about this episode is it goes back, and for people who haven't watched the series, it shows some of the cooler moments of Samurai Jack, of what he's done. Like, the...
Wait, so is the first couple seasons this 50-year period?
No. It 50 years has passed.
Since the beginning.
Yes.
Okay.
Since the last episode of the...
So, okay.
But I mean, all those things
are all in the past, right?
Yeah. All those things he's done, he's affected. All those people that she met along the way. She's like, this is what the samurai has done. This is what he did for us. He saved our village. The best one was when there was a portal. He could have gone back to the past, but instead of going back to the past, he freed this whole race of people, essentially, of their curse laid by Aku.
Somebody just asked if James is in a trance. Kim Martha wants to know. No.
James should have watched. He likes Samurai Jack.
That's fine. That's
you
fine.
Like Samurai Jack and you haven't watched it yet.
All right. But, okay, so the other thing, do they portray good as good and evil as evil?
Yeah, this is pretty straightforward at points. I mean, but Ashi is the only, she's like, is she evil?
No, well.
But she was.
So, yeah, with her character, what I really like about her character is that it's showing, like she's grown up a certain way.
Yeah.
Believing that this is the way, that Samurai Jack is this evil guy trying to defeat Aku, who is this great, powerful, wonderful person. And so she spends her whole life living this lie. And it's not, there's like a very small scene where he has like saved her life multiple times and they're outside and she's about to kill him. And she's going up to kill him, and she sees a ladybug. And it lands on his finger, right? And he sends it up into the air. And she remembers her trainer, or mom, yeah, that took a ladybug. And was like, you can't love these things, and smashes it. And she, like, flashes back to that moment and realizes, okay, there is something I'm missing here. There's something good about this that I connect to, and I've always connected to it, but it's been suppressed in me, and so I'm learning, and like, I see this as like a spiritual transformation. Jack is not Jesus, because he's trying to kill himself, but it's like this, I'm realizing that there's something better out of life than what I believed all this time. And like, for me, like, as a follower of Jesus, it's kind of that moment of, I've lived my whole life for myself, trying to find pleasure, and trying to find all this stuff that I'm not finding. But when I turn to Jesus, I'm like, oh, that's the piece that I've been missing this whole time. And for her, it's like, I've missed this whole life because I've been focused on this one thing of killing Samurai Jack. And he's this great person. And I haven't seen that. And so this episode, she like realizes she sees his goodness.
Like, he saves a whole race from being, they were like pack mules. The first group of people, they were funny.
Yeah, and she gets baptized this episode.
Yeah, she jumps. Go,
she goes in the black, with her black self suit and washes it all off and comes out clean.
Rock.
And it comes out naked. It doesn't show anything.
It doesn't show anything, but she does get dressed and leaves. So I was like, oh.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. Because she recognized that she should
This is great.
All I'm saying is that this episode was weird to me.
It was an odd episode.
Because the other episodes were like just... There was like very little. It was like hyper-focused on like one thing. Well, this was a wide thing. Also, let's talk about the robot guy. Hilarious. He's my because he's like breaking the fourth wall the whole episode. Like he looks at the camera and he talks to the.
It's just the robot's head because Samurai Jack kills him in the first episode.
But here's what's important is something that is I need to let you know is that the reason why Aku's afraid of Jack is because of his sword. His sword's the only thing that can hurt Aku.
Oh.
And he's had it lost for 50 years, but he's kept it a secret. Well, that robot guy knows now he doesn't have the sword. And so here's what's going to happen. That's why he's like, I've got to go find my sword. Because at that point, he's like, it's time for me to finish this.
Yeah.
I can't. Because he failed to find his sword now, but now he's like renewed.
Yeah.
And he's going to go find the sword. And so I'm telling you what's going to happen. What I think is going to happen in the show is Aku is going to leave his tower and start wreaking havoc around the world. Wreaking havoc around the world like he did before. Because that's why the world of Samurai Jack was able to flourish.
With Regime.
It's because Aku's been in his tower for 50 years. He's like, I was just going to wait for him to grow older, but all he's done is grown a stupid beard. That was one of my favorite scenes. All
right,
but what's going to happen, he's going to come out, and at that moment, Jack finds his sword, and they kill each other. That's going to happen.
You think Jack's going to die?
Of course. He's going to die serving his purpose. And he's going to realize, I don't have to go back to the past, because I can save the future of this world.
It's about now. It's not about the past.
I think he's going to kill Aku and it's going to take him all the way back to the past.
Oh.
All right.
You got to watch the original.
What was your favorite scene and why?
The samurai when he's talking about the... So, that bartender, he's like, I was the samurai. He's like, I had it the worst. While all these other guys get beat up.
The robots, yeah. All the robots are drinking.
Got beat up. He didn't really get anything in the... But it's just like, he's like, the turkey carve. It was just funny. It was just like a funny scene with the samurai. That episode was really good. You should watch it.
All right, I do want to go back and watch the show now. My favorite scene, just that ending scene where Jack like has given up all hope and the person that he saved now comes back and saves him. So it's like she comes up and she's like, no, like you've done good. And this guy... Like, they're trying to get him to kill himself. Is like, telling him all these lies. And she starts speaking truth into his life and is like, hey, this is what you've done. This is what you've done. Like,
I don't think it's a guy. I think it's Jack himself.
Yeah.
I think it's a manifestation of Jack. Because you see, throughout the series, there's a younger version of him who's always saying, you failed, right?
You have forgotten your purpose!
Well, that was his father.
Okay.
Who was being crucified, and that was a weird scene.
Oh, I don't know.
In the first episode, when he comes out of the fire, he's like this.
Yeah.
On like, yeah, it's a... It's a weird... It's such, all right, such a good show.
So what's the worldview?
Oh, man. You can... Redemption is one of them.
Redemption, yeah.
You can be redeemed.
Everybody's got purpose.
Don't kill yourself.
Because it's kind of that, like, I've given up on everything because I think I failed so much. And then she comes back and is like, no, like, you haven't. Like, you've helped all these people do all this stuff that you don't, like, may not even know about. Because that one tribe, she's like, how often has he been back? He's like, well, since he saved us, he's never been back.
Oh, yeah, he never goes back in the original series.
And was that the tribe that jumps around on trees?
No,
there's a lot of
really hoping to in the jump show, into the conversation.
He just wanders around, and he like never. They never go back. There's only one person that he goes back to, which was the Scotsman, who is now a ghost.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's gonna do something crazy too. I'm excited about that.
Oh, so. You know who voices that character?
No, I know.
It's the guy who voices Bender. Futurama. Whatever. But okay. Look, what I'm gonna say this about Samurai Jack. Watch the original series, and then. If you're older than 14, watch this new series. Because the new series is a lot deeper than the old series. Because the old series was for kids.
Yeah.
But the old series was still pretty deep.
But this new series one, there are some themes. This episode was the first episode there's like a little bit of sexual humor.
And adultness. But I mean, like... Yeah.
Some of the ladies are dressed kind of scantily.
But that's rare. Because the main... This is like an art... It's like an art show.
It's really...
Because the majority of the episodes are no dialogue.
Right.
Except for this one, because they needed to push the story somehow.
Yeah, well, this one, the girl talks a lot as she's trying to find people. So it was good. Like, it's just a cool... Like, you watch the impact that one life can have on people and not even know it. And so it was good. I really like it. I'm glad I've jumped into it. Because I didn't watch the old ones. I've watched the first episode probably 3 or 4 times. I fall asleep every time I watched it. And so I never made it past that. But not that it was boring. I just watched it late at night, and I fall asleep. Okay.
It's the old ones are good. They're so good because he has a lot more trials than the old ones.
Yeah.
Because he develops. Like, there's one scene where he is blindfolded, and that's actually a flashback. He has to learn to use his ears and stuff, and it's like his character develops in the older one.
Yeah.
And now it's other characters developing in this one, and he's struggling.
It's great.
This 4 episodes left, man. And the whole thing, they're done after 4.
You don't think they'll make any more after that?
The guy said he's finishing it. That's why he made the 5th season, because he's like, I didn't want to leave, because they left it just hanging.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to finish this.
So, I was hoping Ashi, or whatever her name is, has a spinoff, because I like her character.
Maybe.
So.
Oh, it's just such a good show.
All right.
I can't get over that.
Turn off the machine. Okay. All right, so I get these emails from
welcome back, James.
John Boggerman. So thanks, John, for sending us these emails. But it's just about different things, and so it's about pop culture stuff. And one of the things that it talked about was Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
It's a new video game coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So I'm just going to read this real quick. What it is, a story-based video game releasing in November that invites players, quote, into the dark side by playing from the Empire's perspective.
Everybody wants to be a bad guy.
Yeah, but it says the game humanizes the evil Empire and erases the overly simplistic notion of ultimate good guys, the Republic, fighting unredeemable bad guys, the Empire. Real life just isn't that simple, though we should never call evil good or good evil. The game, along with your wisdom and guidance, can help students remember that the line separating good and evil runs through every human heart. And so, I mean, I think we talked about that today, even with Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
But, so, I played the first Battlefront.
Yeah.
And you can play on
the first one.
Oh, no, it just came.
The new one.
The new Star Wars Battlefront. And it's a fun game.
Yeah.
You're Star Wars people shooting other Star Wars people. And you can play as the good or bad guys. But I think this one, and I even think...
This one's a storyline. This one has a single player.
And you start to see this in the movies as well, I think. Because you see
the
this from...
Rebels aren't as good as you think.
The Rebels aren't as good as you think, and the Empire aren't as bad as you think.
Well, I mean, that guy who escapes, he's been brainwashed. You're like, wait a minute, like, these clone soldiers, or not clones anymore, but...
Yeah, these soldiers.
I mean, because he was a trooper, and then all of a sudden he's the main character.
Because he's been brainwashed?
Oh, I don't... I mean, he's been raised a certain way to believe a certain thing. And,
yeah.
But it shows you that somebody who was on the bad side has now defected.
Right.
But they're not necessarily... On the rebel side, totally.
Because another podcast I listened to was talking about, and it might have been the trailer for this game, but they're like, you're watching the Death Star explode from the Empire's perspective. So, like, there's this planet that the Empire is in control of, and they, like, give them lots of stuff, and they're like, take care of them and all this, and they're under their protection, and they're like, why would we fight against them? Like, they're good people. And so, and that's kind of like, even in the original trilogy, when I say original, I mean the first episodes 1, 2, and 3, with Jar Jar and all that, the Empire kind of comes in a way that you don't see them as bad guys necessarily, because they're like,
Empire's not in that one,
right? But they're starting.
Republic?
Is Republic bad guys?
Which one are we talking about?
The original, the 1, 2, and 3 episodes, 1, 2, and 3.
Episode 1, 2, and 3. There is a civil war.
Yeah, but the Empire is forming.
The Empire forms at the end of the third one.
All right. Yeah, so
I don't know what your view is.
Well, no, I'm talking about like with
the
Palpatine. He's like acting like, hey, we're going to make these decisions that are good decisions.
Yeah,
and you think they are, but he's really got this secret agenda.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you watch the whole thing, it's a political drama. The sequels to the original, and Palpatine slowly erodes away the power of the Senate, and then the third episode, they're like,
They form the Empire.
Not really. I mean, he forms the Empire, but the Senate still has power. That's why in A New Hope, do you not remember, like, the Senate finally...
Dissolves
and loses power. So it did take time. That's 18
years.
Yeah.
It did take time for the Empire to become singular. But, yeah.
So, but all that to say, sorry. Yeah. We got, like, super deep nerd time. Well,
you watch Star Wars Clone Wars, you guys should watch.
Yeah.
It humanizes the clones and makes them not just clones. The clones have personality. It also makes the other side not seem evil at all, other than Count Dooku, because they're like, we have legitimate reasons not to be a part of this Republic. Because the other side, all the systems in the other side are like being abused by the inner systems, because they're the outer systems, and no one likes to be in the outer systems.
Yeah.
So you should watch, if you want to humanize the other side of the prequels.
Yeah, because a lot of times when we look at Star Wars, you're like, oh, Darth Vader, the ultimate evil guy, and all that stuff. But like, at the end, he like... kills the Emperor. Like, he comes back and, like, and does something good.
The Emperor is the ultimate evil.
Oh, yeah? He is the ultimate evil. There's no good in that guy. There never was any good.
And so you... But, okay, do you think that is good for people, and, like, as Christians, like, to take in something that's kind of like, okay, this is supposed to be ultimate bad, but, like, they're not that bad.
Life is complex.
Right. I agree with that.
I mean, there is always an ultimate bad, and that's what Darth Sidious is, or the Emperor. He is the ultimate bad. So in Star Wars, you know there is one ultimate bad who's never going to be good, but the people he has manipulated, are they ultimately bad? Maybe not.
Darth Maul, he seems pretty bad.
He was manipulated as well if you watch Clone Wars.
Okay, I haven't.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Clone Wars is the best thing.
I don't want to get lost in the Star Wars
lore.
Even
General Grievous isn't the ultimate bad, because if you look at his history, it's crazy.
I know, okay. But I don't want to get lost on the Star Wars.
So is it good for students to play the other side?
Yeah, is it good for people? Because you want to always look at people as people and be like, okay, there's a reason they're the way that they are.
Because if you simplify everything, you're not going to really...
Have we brought out a World War II game where you play only as the Nazis? Will they?
There are World War II games where you play as the Japanese and Nazis.
Right. Does it sympathize with them, or are you like, okay, I got to kill the American bad guys?
No, it's just I got to kill the other guys.
Yeah. So it's not like trying to humanize it. It's just like there's two sides to this war.
That's because... But no one's ever tried, because that's not really a selling point.
Right.
It's hard to sell that. That's why it's easier to do a fictional
Star Wars
than to do the Nazis, because people are going to be like Nazi sympathizers.
Yeah.
No one wants to be a Nazi sympathizer, but if I told you...
Especially that guy buying baby wipes.
Yeah. Or a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
So, with this, though, is it... Because when I look at stuff like this, I'm like, okay... It helps you to humanize, like, okay, these people aren't ultimate bad. Because Andy Stanley is like, okay, if I don't agree with somebody, then I'll say, okay, there's a reason they believe the way that they believe.
Yes.
So I'm going to figure that out.
Like, they were brainwashed.
Yeah, it's like, they believe this drastically different thing than I do. I'm not mad at them for it. I just want to know why. And so I'll ask them questions and figure that out. And so, I think that... I don't know. I like that they kind of are doing this a little bit. Kind of making you think about, all right, why are these people the way that they are?
Yeah.
And is it just a product of society? Because if you look at the Hunger Games even, the people on District 1 weren't bad people. They were just, like, privileged and grown up in a society where they were given lots of stuff.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, and they don't...
in a certain way, betterment.
Yeah, and
that's why the concentration camps weren't in Germany, really. Most concentration camps were out of Germany, so the people couldn't see them. That's another thing. I'm not sure how many German people knew about the concentration camps as much.
So
I'm just saying, there's like, some people might have not known. Also, if you wanted, there was this great book this guy mentioned, where they took these normal German people and made them the police in Poland. And they didn't say, oh, you're going to shoot this Jew right away. They had them do small things and small steps. And over 6 months, eventually they were doing things they never would have done.
Right.
Because it takes small steps. You're like, oh, my boundary's all the way over there, or they just keep pushing your boundaries. So
it's a frog in the water.
What?
That story where you take, like, if you take a frog and put it in boiling water, it jumps out immediately.
Yeah.
But if you put it in cold water and turn up the water slowly.
So, I mean, not all the...
I bet that's how you'd work for you, too. Like, oh, man.
No, it would not work for me. I would notice water's boiling.
No, would you, though? No, I'd be like, man, this feels really good.
And then all of a sudden, you're dead.
But it's
just... Is my hair supposed to be on fire?
Small steps is how people become evil. Or get manipulated by evil. Because if you watch the prequels, Anakin wasn't necessarily, I mean...
Reminds me of a Casting Crown song.
That bad.
It's a slow fade.
But the
black and white, it turns to gray. Yeah.
Like, every time he meets him, it's like another notch, another thing, another... It's another step, and it's just like... Some people are evil to begin with.
Would Anakin right away go and kill a bunch of children?
No.
But if he's told, like, hey, these people are going to rise up and take over... You need to get rid of them.
Over time.
Yeah. It's that... Yeah, it's that, it is a slow fade. As much as I am not a great fan of Casting Crowns, don't hold that against me, Bill Wall. But as much as I'm not a fan of that, like, that song, it's a good point. Like, it is a slow fade. It's not just immediate, like, if I'm like, Luke, you should go punch a bunch of people in the face. You're like, I'm not going to do that.
Nah,
but, over time, if I've been like, man, these people, they're, like, out to get us. And, like... Well, I convince you. Yeah, it is that, like, over time. And so does playing games like this or watching movies from a different perspective that, like, give you different ideas, does that give you a slow fade into, like, well...
It's not so bad.
Yeah. Like, I mean, bad people do bad things, but it's not that bad. Like, they've got reasons behind
it. People do bad things. You wouldn't say that they're bad people.
Right. So...
Well, then, like, the new Star Wars... Sorry we're talking about Star Wars so much, but it does... It's like...
Star Wars...
The episode 7, Finn, you're like, oh, he's a stormtrooper, right?
Yeah.
And then you learn, oh, stormtroopers are, like, kidnapped from birth, and they don't even have names. And then you start to sympathize with stormtroopers.
Yeah, we can't shoot these stormtroopers.
And you're like, what? I thought they were clones.
I thought they had really bad aim.
There's a theory.
It's like a regular war except with lasers.
Hey, May the 4th is coming up, by the way.
Yeah, we'll celebrate.
Ooh, so Ben Anderson said, thought you guys changed the name. Next week, Ben Anderson, we'll change the name to Worldview Finder, and you can like the page on Facebook, so go to Worldview Finder, just type in, so, on Facebook. So, hey, what are you guys looking forward to real quick?
Oh man, I'm all over this one. Guardians of the Galaxy, part Volume 2.
Sequel 2.
Oh, it's, Peter is going to be the best hero ever.
What besides Jesus?
What? No.
All right. What else?
I'm just
Guardians of the Galaxy, man. It's hard to like look forward.
Zelda.
What? Gosh.
Still
playing Zelda, man.
Yeah, I'm not as far as Chris.
No, you are. You're farther than
I am. Where are you at?
I
beat two.
Two of the Divine Beasts.
I beat two.
Yeah,
but I'm on them at third.
So I'm not there yet.
You're on them at third.
I did just do a shrine with all this lightning, and I. There's like a field, and there's all these little glowing orbs you have to put, and there's like just a lightning field. Like you get struck by lightning all the time.
Did you put away all your stuff?
Yeah. So I didn't get struck by lightning.
Good.
But I did find a rubber suit.
Ooh, nice. That's
I got a, from a shot. It's so I can, Link wets the beds. I found this rubber suit. So, no, it's a, to get me away from getting shocked.
Yeah, that's smart.
So, more Zelda. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. James and I are going on a conference this week, so looking forward to that. It'll be a lot of fun. Learn about student ministry and family life and all that stuff. Maybe we'll plug our podcast down there and get a lot more viewers.
And sponsors.
It's not going to happen. All right.
We'll have Andy Stanley on the show.
Orange will sponsor us. So,
and Reggie.
All right.
You mean Reggie?
You know what Adrian's looking forward to? Leaving the beach and getting back to work. That's what she's looking for, dude. So,
no, she's not.
Hey, everybody. Episode 99. Next week.
Or 99.
Our 100th episode. I don't know what we're going to do. Probably something crazy. Look on the...
We're going to have hats.
Look on the Viewfinder page, or the World Viewfinder page on Facebook, and we'll probably put some stuff up on there.
Sparklers!
So, thank you guys for listening. Tell all your friends. Give us a like on whatever that thing is. The iTunes store. Leave us a rating. Thanks for listening. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Luke.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.